and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, Shaw does it with a John Deere 1025R tractor, so he can
make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
While the Allens use a John Deere 3032E tractor to
grow about 9 acres of flowers.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Hiawatha Implement at our locations in Hiawatha and Mound City, or visit HiawathaImplement.com to learn more.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, once again, we welcome you back to Mound City High School. We're between games here right now. We just wrapped up the boys' third-place consolation game, and now we're ready to move on for the girls' championship game. This championship game will feature the Mound City Panthers and the Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles. Just about ready to get underway. We're about 3 or 4 minutes away from that tip-off. Before we look at the starting lineups for this one, a few scoring updates here for you. First of all, the earlier game played this evening here in Mound City in the fifth-place consolation game for the girls, Rockport defeated South Hold 42-24. That was our 5 o'clock game, Rockport with the win. And, of course, the boys' game completed just moments ago. It was South Hold over Rockport 54-48 for third-place consolation. Over on the Nebraska side of things, and the game's being heard tonight over on our sister station, KTNC, the Sacred Heart Irish are hosting the Sterling Jets. The Sacred Heart girls got the win over Sterling. The final was Sacred Heart 36 and Sterling 20. That was in the girls' contest. Another final on the Nebraska side in girls' basketball tonight at Syracuse. The Syracuse Rockets defeated the Fall City Lady Tigers. The final there, Syracuse 47 and Fall City 23. Right now over on KTNC, John Nixon has the boys' varsity contest for you. The Sacred Heart Irish, the Sterling Jets. That's live on KTNC, AM 1230. FM 107.1, and of course online at mscsports.net. Just click on Listen Live and select KTNC for the KTNC games, KLZA for us here at Sunny. I'm going to take another 2 minute timeout, then we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups and the tip off after this 2 minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You could even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, let's take a look at the starting lineup for this girls' championship contest. First, for the Mound City Panthers, they'll start Ava Barnes. Barnes 5'5 and a senior. Katie Kreider. Kreider is senior at 5'6. A freshman, Maggie Osborne at 5'9. Ava Luna, 5'8 and a sophomore. And Miranda Rieger, a 5'8 sophomore, rounds out the starting lineup for Coach Ryan Osborne and the Mound City Panthers. For the LeBlanc Golden Eagles, Coach Jackie Steffen will go with Kendall Cathcart. Cathcart, a 5'7 sophomore. Kayla Beam. Beam, a senior at 5'6. Kaylee Ziesel. Ziesel is a senior, 5'8. Kayla Kennard, or Connard it is. Connard, 5'9 and a senior. And Rylin Kennard, she is a 5'10 sophomore. That will be the starting five for the LeBlanc Eagles. Both of these teams are 2-0 in this tournament, having earned their way into the championship. Tomorrow night, we don't have any local teams in it, so we will not be back here tomorrow night. This will be our final broadcast of the 65th annual Mound City Tournament. When all is said and done, we will have carried 13 games from this tournament. We're very proud of the coverage that we provide to Northwest Missouri listeners, as well as our friends back over in Southeast Nebraska, of each of these Mound City Tournament games. This is our 20th season of providing live coverage of the Mound City Tournament. John Nixon and I have been making the trip over here for 20 years as of this season. We're very proud of that fact, and we certainly enjoy coming over and seeing our friends here in Northwest Missouri and in Mound City. All right, in there to jump it up for LeBlanc will be Rylan Connard. She'll jump it against Miranda Rieger for the Panthers. We're ready to get underway the girls' championship game of the 65th annual Mound City Invitational Tournament. Mound City and LeBlanc, the official, looks to the scorer's table, ready to step into the center circle, and we're going to get underway. Here's the tip, and it's going to be controlled by the Panthers. Mound City comes up with the basketball. Ava Barnes with the dribble. Barnes at the top of the circle. Backs it out near the midcourt circle. Coming out to get her in the man-to-man defense, Ziesel gives chase. Picking up the dribble, baseline left side. Kaylee Kreider puts up a long three that's up and off, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kayla Beam. Beam with the outlet pass. Quickly down court comes LeBlanc. Driving lay-in up and off, no good. Shot was put up by Kyla Kennard, and the rebound back to Barnes in a hurry. Barnes down court. This is Osborne with the ball with a long two from the corner, up and good. Maggie Osborne with the first 2 points of the ball game. That's Ryan Osborne, the coach's freshman daughter, opening the scoring here for Mound City with a swish on that two from down to the left corner. 2-0, Mound City with the early lead. LeBlanc, ball tipped away by Rieger. Great job defensively. Miranda Rieger prevented that pass underneath from getting to Rylan Connor. Into court again comes Osborne to the right side. Rieger with the ball. Miranda Rieger under the basket. Fall away shot up. Oh, rolled across the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound Kyla Connor. Connor comes down with it. She'll bring it down court herself to the left elbow. Rylan Connor goes up. No, they're going to say she traveled before she put the shot up, and it did not fall anyway, but it'll be Mound City's basketball. They'll play it in with a 2-0 lead here. We're just into the first quarter, 6 minutes 49 seconds to play first period of the girls' championship game. Maggie Osborne down court on the dribble with the ball. Osborne gives it up top to Kreider. Back to Osborne. Open look for three, right side. Off the rim, no, wouldn't go. Rebound taken away by Kendall Cathcart. Down court in a hurry. The ball is tipped away out of bounds. Kaylee Kreider went after it, knocked it out of bounds over there. And the ball is going to belong to LeBlanc. They'll still have it. Inbounding the pass, Kyla Kennard. Kennard gets it in to Cathcart. Kendall Cathcart, left wing. Comes over to Kayla Beam. She holds the ball. Coming after Beam defensively is Luna. Luna right in her face. They have to bring it back to the top of the key. Now inside the paint, trying to move with Kennard. Here's a shot from the corner for three, up and good. Kayla Beam nailed the three from deep in the corner left side. Makes it 3-2. LeBlanc up by one. 6:04 to go here in the first quarter. Mound City with the basketball. Maggie Osborne at the top of the circle to the right wing. Her pass comes to Ava Barnes. Barnes has the ball slapped away. Down court comes Ryland Conard with the ball. Puts it to the left side to Kyla Conard. Ryland for three off the rim, no. Rebound. Coming down with it, Maggie Osborne between defenders, all the way driving, laying up. Nope, couldn't get it. The freshman had a good look, but couldn't get it to fall. And the ball is knocked away. The rebound brought down by Cathcart. Kendall Cathcart set the offense. Long three from the right side off the glass doesn't go. Luna's there with the rebound. Her pass is stolen right back by Cathcart. Cathcart, a cross-court pass to the near side. Kaylee Ziesel. Ziesel hands it up to Kayla Bean. Top of the key. Bounce pass. Kyla Kennard with the ball. Kennard gives again to Kendall Cathcart. 5:09 to go first quarter. 3-2. LeBlanc is up by one. Cathcart in the paint, driving lay-in. Couldn't get it. Whistle and a foul. We'll put Cathcart at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. And we'll see who the foul is on. I think Ava Barnes probably called for this one on Ava. Her first personal, team foul number one of the quarter on Mound City. Cathcart at the line, shooting two shots. The first of two is up and good. Kayla Cathcart, 5'7", and a sophomore, gets her first point of the night. Makes it 4-2 now. LeBlanc with the lead is Cathcart. Ready for her second free throw. It's on the way up, and good also. Got a vote. 5:02 to go here in the first quarter, and it's 5-2. LeBlanc with the early lead. Down court comes Maggie Osborne, just a freshman, 5'9", playing out here at the point guard. Osborne looks to the right side with her pass. Comes over to Ava Barnes. Barnes gives it again to Osborne at the top of the key, inside the paint. Rieger moves to the hoop, has the ball dribbled away, stolen away from her by Kayla Beam. Beam with a long down court pass to the right side, goes to Kyla Kennard. Kennard holds it for a minute. Pass comes up to Kendall Cathcart. Now Beam in the corner. Thought about the three. Luna's over there in her face, not letting her take it. To the near side, it comes to Kyla Kennard. Back to Beam. Beam for a long three. Off the rim, no. Rebound Osborne. Maggie Osborne comes up with a basketball. 4:15 to play first quarter. Down quickly, Barnes on the baseline underneath. Kicks it to the corner. Open look, Kreider. Shot is up for three. She got it. Katie Kreider with her first three of the night. And we're tied at five apiece with 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Cathcart to set it up offensively now for LeBlanc. Works to the right side. Underneath it goes to Beam. Left side, Kennard for three. Off the glass, no. A battle for the rebound underneath. Coming out of there, no, they're going to say a jump ball. Down there battling for that loose basketball was Ava Barnes for Mound City. And the ball is going to belong to LeBlanc. 3:46 to go in the first quarter. Tied at five apiece here in the girls' championship game. Kennard from the corner, right side for three, up and good. Ryland Kennard hits the three from the corner. And it's 8-5 now, a three-point lead for LeBlanc with 3:35 to go in the first quarter as Osborne brings the ball up court for the Panthers. Maggie Osborne works to the right elbow to Kreider. Katie Kreider, lob pass into Rieger into the basket. Oh, she couldn't find the handle on it. She had a good look at the basket, and Miranda Rieger just had it get away from her. Timeout taken on the floor with 3:23 to play in the first quarter. LeBlanc leading 8-5. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
David Rieger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Catula back with you here in Mound City. Ray Penning and Tom Cates operating our control board back at the Sunny 101.3 studios for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. We move back to live action. Kayla Beam with the ball into forecourt for LeBlanc to Cathcart in the paint. Cathcart kicks it to the corner left side. Kennard goes in for a floater that's up and good. Kyla Kennard got that one to drop for two, and it's 10-5 now. LeBlanc up by five, leading Mound City with 2:57 to play here in the first quarter. Osborne picked up her dribble. Now she needs help. Gets the ball to the left side to Barnes. Barnes comes on the dribble to the near side. Back to Osborne. Lob pass inside Rieger. Rieger, fall-away shot up off the glass. No, got her own rebound. Tipped away. Kennard comes up with it. Kyla down court. Bounce pass. Tried to lead it ahead to Kaylee Ziesel. Ziesel couldn't handle it. The ball got away out of bounds. Mount City will get the ball back. Coach Ryan Osborne up off the bench shouting instructions to the girls. 10-5 your score. Mount City down by 5 with 2.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Maggie Osborne, the point guard. She'll set the offense. It's a man-to-man defense here being ran by LeBlanc. Right in your pocket type man-to-man. Very tight up on the ball handlers. Now Rieger tries to move to the basket. Can't get there. Feeds it back to Osborne in the paint. She goes up for the shot. Maggie Osborne will be fouled. She'll be at the line shooting 2 shots. The foul is going to be called on Kaylee Ziesel. On Ziesel, her first team foul of the quarter on LeBlanc. At the free throw line is Maggie Osborne. She has 2 points on 1 field goal. This is her first attempt from the line. Shot is up. Good. Nothing but nylon. Maggie's a 5'9 freshman, the daughter of Coach Ryan Osborne, little sister of Tony, who's now playing for the UNO Mavericks and playing well this week, I might add. Maggie Osborne's second free throw is up and good. Got them both. Tony had 32 points Monday night, a school record 9 3-pointers for the UNO Mavericks. That was quite a performance for the sophomore. 10-7 your score here. LeBlanc leading the Lady Panthers of Mount City with 2:05 to play here in the first quarter. Ball nearly stolen away. Now we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Panthers. This foul is going to go on Ava Barnes. On Ava, that's her second personal. Team foul number 2 on the Panthers. The ball will belong to LeBlanc. Ellie Welter is in the lineup now. Welter on the floor for LeBlanc. She inbounds the ball to Cathcart. Kendall Cathcart goes to the corner left side. Kyla Kennard. Kennard back to the top of the key to Cathcart. Around the horn, Ellie Welter holds it. Again, it comes to Kennard at the top of the circle. Now Cathcart holds it for a minute. She penetrates inside the paint. Kicks it back out to the right elbow to Ellie Welter. Kennard comes to Welter. Left side, Welter tries to force a shot. Oh, nice pass underneath. Stolen away. Miranda Rieger with the steal. She'll bring the ball up court. Almost has it taken away from her. Got rid of it. To the right side it comes. Dribbling into the paint. There goes Osborne with a floater that's up and off. No good. A struggle for the rebound and a blocking foul, I think, is going to be called on Mound City. They're going to put this foul on Messer, who just checked in. Kaylee Messer is going to get called for the personal. Her first, and that is team foul number 3 on Mound City. 1:23 to play here in the first quarter. It's 10-7, a 3-point lead for LeBlanc as Cathcart sets it up. Cathcart guarded by Barnes at the top of the key. They lob it underneath. A cross-court pass on the baseline to the right elbow. Cathcart in the paint, a floater that up, bounces once, twice, doesn't go. Rebound to Messer. Messer comes out with a rebound. I think she's going to be fouled. It'll be Mound City's basketball. Foul is going to be called on Kendall Cathcart. On Cathcart, her first team foul number 2 of the period. 1:02 to go first quarter. It's 10-7. LeBlanc up by 3. Mound City with the basketball under a minute to play here now. Katie Kreider holds the ball to the right side. Osborne for a long 3. It's wide of the mark, but the ball goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Ellie Welter, and the Panthers will get the ball back. They'll play it in on the baseline under their own basket. Looks like Kreider will inbound it. She'll stand on the left side of the backboard on the baseline. Now she's running out of time. Has to lob it up top. To the right side it comes. Around the horn to Osborne. Dribbling on the baseline in traffic. She got pinned in the corner. Kreider for 3. Got it from the corner left side. Katie Kreider nails the 3. That ties us up at 10 apiece with 35 seconds to go in the period. Down quickly on the right wing with it. Top of the circle, Cathcart to the left elbow. Comes around to Ryland Connard. And now, wait a minute, traveling is going to be called. Moving the travel foot over there, the pivot foot, Ellie Welter, traveled for it. 24 seconds to play here now for Mound City in this first period with the score all tied at 10 apiece. Osborne slowly down across the timeline comes Maggie, the freshman ball handler. They come out to play her defensively here, putting pressure on her. Giving chase now is Kaylee Ziesel. Osborne goes away from her, takes it in for a driving layup, up and good. Maggie Osborne went right around Ziesel, the defender, laid it in. There's the buzzer with a long shot that won't go. And after one quarter, Mound City has come from behind to take a two-point lead, 12-10 over LeBlanc. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
This holiday season, join us in making a difference in our community. Each year, Nemaha County Hospital proudly sponsors the Nemaha County Gifts Back effort. This invaluable fundraiser provides food and gifts to our neighbors in need, right here in our own community. Every dollar raised stays local, impacting those who need it most. Your generous, tax-deductible donation can be made online at NemahaCountyHospital.com. Let's make this holiday season a little brighter for everyone. Nemaha County Gives Back, because giving is the true spirit of the season.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you in Mound City. A fresh 8 minutes up on the clock as we're set to move into second quarter of action. Mound City on top, 12-10. Lady Panthers will have the basketball to begin this third period. Here's the inbound pass. Comes into Osborne to the right side to Ava Barnes. Underneath, Rieger moves into traffic. She's triple teamed. Back up to the top of the circle. The pass comes out to Luna. Lob pass inside to Rieger. Shot is up. Oh, couldn't get it. Rieger had a bunny under there. Couldn't get it down. There were defenders all around her. Now Kathy Clark pushes it down for LeBlanc. Her pass goes behind Kaylee Ziesel, out of bounds into the cheering section. The Mound City cheering section very much approved of that pass as the ball came in amongst them. Young men and women here from Mound City having a great time over on the east side cheering on the Lady Panthers here tonight. Mound City up 12-10 now. Luna on the dribble. Trying to set up the offense here. To the left elbow the pass comes. Right back up top it comes. Ava Luna, right elbow, goes in now to Miranda Rieger, driving layup. Rieger too strong, couldn't get it, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Mound City, I think on probably Maggie Osborne. Maggie picks up her first personal. That's the first team foul of the quarter here in quarter number two. 7:13 to play here in the second quarter, first half. 12-10 your score. Mound City up by two. They trailed early, trailed throughout most of the first quarter, and then took the lead just before the buzzer sounded at the end of the first period. There's a pass on the baseline. They were trying to get it into Ryland Connard, but it's tipped away by Miranda Rieger, knocked out of bounds off of Rieger's fingertips, so it'll stay with LeBlanc. They'll inbound it under their own basket. Connard to inbound it underneath. Lobs it all the way up top to Ryland Connard. To the left elbow. Beam has it. Beam hands to Cathcart. Cathcart will reset things. Top of the circle. Looks at the defensive set. Lob pass under the basket. Shot is up and good. Whistle and a foul. The basket is going to count. I'm not sure who the foul is going to go on. We'll have to see until they put it up here. The basket is good by Kaylee Ziesel. She got the lay-in. There was a player on the floor under her, and she stumbled over. That's Kreider, and Kreider's going to be called for her first personal. Team foul number two for Mound City. Ziesel at the line. The free throw is up and off. Couldn't get it. Rebound comes down to Maggie Osborne. Osborne's going to dribble it down between two defenders. Great job of handling the ball by the freshman. And she gets it into forecourt to Luna. Luna comes around the horn right wing to Ava Barnes. Now Barnes is trapped down here. Finds Rieger. Back to Barnes. Open look free for Barnes. Oh, off the back of the iron. Bounced out of there. The rebound comes down to Ryland Connard. We're tied to 12 apiece. 6:25 to go in the first half. Here come the Golden Eagles of LeBlanc with the basketball. Connard has the ball tipped away again. Excellent defense by Miranda Rieger, the sophomore. Got a hand in there and batted the ball away. Knocked it out of bounds. Inbounding the pass. Ryland Connard. Connard gets it up top to Cathcart. Cathcart. Guarded closely up there by Ava Barnes in the man-to-man defense. Here's a break to the Basket and a lay-in up and good by Kaylee Ziesel. Ziesel got away from the defender and got the lay-in. Timeout taken on the floor. 6:08 to go in the first half. It's 14-12. LeBlond on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Ray Penning and Tom Cates, our producer engineers, back at the Sunny Studios. Ray, Tom, I appreciate your efforts back there. My name is Randy Gatula here at the game site. We move back to live action. Mound City with the basketball. On the right side of the wing is Ava Barnes. She has her pass stolen away. Cathcart for a breakaway lay-in. Left-handed lay-in up and off, no good. Osborne's there for the rebound for Mound City. A blown opportunity for Kendall Cathcart. Looked like a sure two, uncontested, couldn't get it to fall. Osborne now has the ball stolen away again by Cathcart, and another opportunity. She feeds it under the left side, gives the assist, and Kaylee Ziesel gets the lay-in. Ziesel with 6 points now, and the lead is four for LeBlond, 16-12 with 5:25 to play here in the first half. Luna will set the offense, looking at this man-to-man defense. To the right side comes to Barnes. Back up top to Luna. On the left wing to Kreider. Kreider dribbles to the right side, goes up with a shot that's partially blocked and knocked down. The outlet pass comes to Cathcart. Cathcart feeds it to Beam on the left wing. Back into Cathcart in traffic. Cathcart saves it from going out of bounds. Luna comes up with the basketball for Mound City. Luna gives to Kreider. Kreider pulls up for three from the right wing, misses everything. Ball's going to go out of bounds. He'll give it right back to LeBlond. 4:53 to play in the first half. It's 16-12 now. LeBlond has come out with 6 unanswered points to start this second quarter. Into the ballgame for Mound City, Kaylee Messer checks in. Messer replaces Ava Luna. So Messer, a sophomore in, replacing Luna, another sophomore. 4:49 on the clock here in the first half, 16-12. LeBlond on top. This is Kayla Beam with the ball. Man-to-man defense for Mound City. Rieger comes out to Chase Connard. Around to the left to Kyla Connard. Now again to Kayla Beam. Top of the key. Here's a long three that's on the way off the front of the rim. Doesn't go. The ball is tipped all around, and Connard comes up with it. Another three from the left elbow. This one doesn't go. The ball gets way out of bounds. Touch last underneath there by Kaylee Ziesel. It'll belong to Mound City. 16-12 your score with 4:25 to play here in the first half. Mound City trailing now. See if we got another scoring update. Oh my goodness. At the half, the Sacred Heart boys leading Sterling 30-2. 30-2. Sacred Heart leading Sterling at halftime over at the Rowe Activity Center. John Nixon has that game for you on KTNC. There's a turnover for Mound City once again. Fast break coming the other direction. Beam has to chase it down in the corner, saves it. Baseline left side, Connard for three. Got it. Nice shot by Kyla Connard, the senior. Nailed the three from the corner. We've got timeout taken on the floor. 3:56 to go first half. 19-12. LeBlond up by 7. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Again, repeating that halftime score from Fall City in the game being heard live tonight over on KTNC. The Sacred Heart Irish boys are leading the Sterling Jets at halftime. The halftime score, Sacred Heart 30 and Sterling 2. So the Jets struggling a bit tonight there, trying to get their season underway at Fall City Sacred Heart. Again, John Nixon is calling that game for you over on KTNC, AM 1230, FM 107.1. 21 in Fall City. Here it's 19-12, LeBlanc leading Mound City with 3:51 to play in the first half. Mound City with the basketball. Maggie Osborne down court, and a push foul as Osborne comes across the top of the key. Lots of contact. Kendall Cathcart called for her second personal, first team foul of the period on LeBlanc. Not a lot of fouls called in this ballgame. That's only the third foul so far on LeBlanc, and we have 3:45 to go here in the first half. Again, Maggie Osborne gets a pick set by Rieger, takes it inside, dumps inside to Rieger, shot is up, won't go. Off the front of the rim by Miranda Rieger. Down court, pushing it is Kyla Kennard for the driving layup. No, couldn't get it. Ball is tipped around under the basket, and coming out of there with the basketball is going to be Osborne. Now Katie Kreider down court. Kreider has it stolen right out of her hands by Kyla Kennard. Fast break the other direction. Kendall Cathcart doesn't want to take the shot. Here's a long three from the right side that's off the rim. They feed it again inside the paint. Kendall Cathcart, shot is up, doesn't go. That shot was put up by Kyla Kennard, and I think Kennard is going to get called for an offensive foul on Kyla. Her first personal, second team foul of the quarter on LeBlanc. Score remains 19-12. Mound City trailing here now by 7. And the Lady Panthers have the basketball with 3 minutes to play in the first half. Maggie Osborne, guarded by Cathcart, gets a pick set by Kreider. Osborne takes it to the corner, feeds baseline right side, back to Osborne. She's in the paint, pulls up at the free throw line, can't get a look at the basket. Good defense there on Osborne. Now Kreider comes around to the right side, again wants to go back to Osborne, and the three-second violation is going to be called on Mound City. In the ball game now for the Mound City Panthers, and getting caught down there, I think, was Miranda Rieger on that baseline. 2:40 to go here in the first half. 19-12. The lead is 7 for LeBlanc. Lady Eagles have the basketball to Caleb Beam. Beam in the corner. Skip pass all the way across court to Cathcart on the left side. In the paint, a floater by Cathcart. Up and good. That was a sweet move to the basket by Kendall Cathcart. She's got 4 points now, and the lead is up to 9 now for LeBlanc. 21-12 with 2:15 to go in the first half. Mound City desperately needing a basket this trip down. Osborne, Kreider for 3, and it hits the top of the rim, goes off no good. Rebound, pull down Kennard. Fast break to Beam. Beam in forecourt, hands it up to Cathcart. Ball tipped away by Rieger and stolen. Rieger's got a girl out in front of her on the fast break, but instead has the ball taken away. It got away out of bounds off of LeBlanc. It'll stay with Mound City. Into the ballgame now for Mound City. Luna checks back into the contest. She'll come in to replace Kaylee Messer. Messer sets out. Ava Luna checks in for the Lady Panthers. Here's the inbound pass to Kreider. Right side in the corner. Inside whistle, and a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be on Ryland Kennard. On Kennard, that is her first personal, team foul number 3 of the quarter. Mound City's basketball to toss it in. Ava Barnes. She'll stand on the baseline to the right side of her own backboard. Under the basket to inbound it. Oh, her pass is tipped away by Cathcart. Knocked out of bounds. Cathcart touched it last. It'll still belong to Mound City. And now they'll play it in on the side in forecourt. Kreider will inbound it. Katie Kreider, the 5'6 senior. She's the three-point shooter from the corner. She inbounds the ball, gets it into Osborne out of the midcourt circle. Now Luna has the ball. Luna looks to the left elbow with it. At the top of the key, working the dribble. A cross-court pass near side, almost taken away. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Kaylee Ziesel. On Ziesel, her second personal. That is team foul number 4 with a minute 33 to go in the quarter. The next foul will put Mound City at the free throw line. Katie Kreider will inbound the pass. Kreider to toss it in. Comes into Luna. Luna works it from backcourt across the timeline. Chasing her over there. Claire Heater now putting on pressure. Inside it goes. Here's a shot that's put up and blocked. A whistle and a foul. And we're going to send Ava Barnes to the free throw line to shoot 2 shots. Barnes will be shooting 2 here for Mound City with a minute 23 to play in the first half. The foul is going to be on Kayla Beam. Her first, team foul number 5. Barnes shooting 2. The first one is up. Hits the back iron and comes out. won't go down for her. She'll get another attempt here. Into the game now for LeBron. Brinsley Fox checks in. Fox, a junior at 5'5", making her first appearance in the game tonight. With a minute 23 to play, Ava Barnes ready for her second free throw. The shot is on the way up and good. She got that one. That makes our score 21-13. It's an 8-point lead now for Mound City, or for LeBlanc, rather, and LeBlanc has the basketball. LeBlanc up by 8. They work the dribble at the top of the circle. Brinsley Fox on the dribble. Pass stolen away by Osborne. Long down court pass. She has the lead. The shot is up and good. Osborne with the assist. The basket is good, and a whistle and a foul. Great job by Osborne to get the ball down to Ava Barnes. Barnes knew what to do with it. She laid it off the basket, got it to fall, and drew the personal foul on Ryland Kennard. Kennard's second personal. And now a chance for the and one for Barnes. Free throw is up and good. A little slick little three-point play there for Ava Barnes. And suddenly it's back to a five-point ball game now. Checking in is Carly Harden, a 5'10 senior. In for the first time tonight here for LeBlanc. Carly Harden into the contest. It's 21-16. The lead is 5 with 57 seconds to play in the first half. LeBlanc up by 5. Almost walking with the basketball here. Kennard. Beam for 3 from the corner. Short off the rim. Rebound. Mound City. Kreider comes down with a basketball. They chase after her. She holds it up and gives the ball to the top of the key. Up to Barnes now. Barnes handling the ball at the top of the circle. Now they give it to Maggie Osborne. 33 seconds to play here in the first half. A 5-point lead for LeBlanc. Kreider in the corner. She's covered. They were not going to give her a look at it. Ball is loose on the floor for a moment. Turnaround shot baseline. Left side up and good. Oh, what a sweet move in traffic. Down in the corner to get that one to fall by Maggie Osborne. Osborne now with 8 points. That was a sweet-looking move for the freshman in traffic. Three-point ball game, 21-18. Here's a long three that's off the rim. Ball tipped around. Ball a shot put back up. Doesn't go. They're not going to get another shot off. There's a buzzer. And at the half, the LeBlanc Golden Eagles leading the Mound City Lady Panthers. Your halftime score, Bishop LeBlanc 21 and Mound City 18. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we're going to be back with our halftime show sponsored by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt, and you can contact them online at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Get a gift that will last a lifetime. Classes at Heller Martial Arts teach self-defense, build confidence, boost self-esteem, and much more. Classes available for the whole family. Keep your child active during winter break with our winter camps. Sunday, December 17th, Wednesday the 27th, and Friday the 29th. These camps will teach the Taekwondo basics with games and activities. Contact to sign up, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Get involved in community service. Become an active member of a service organization or church group. Our community is a great place to live. All of us at Frontier Bank are working together to create a powerful force for the good of the community. There's no greater gift than a gift of giving.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to halftime here at Mound City High School, the 65th annual Mound City Invitational Tournament. Time now for our halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt, and you can contact them at highlandcc.edu. Our halftime score, LeBlond leading Mound City 21-18 at the half. Looking at the individual numbers for the Mound City Panthers, Maggie Osborne, the freshman point guard, leads the way. She has 8 points at the half. Katie Kreider nailed a couple of threes. She has six. Ava Barnes with two free throws and a two-pointer for her total of four. That adds up to 18 points for Mound City. From the free throw line, the Panthers did well. They hit 4 out of 5 shots from the charity stripe. For the LeBlond Eagles, they really spread the scoring around here. Kyla Kennard has 5, Kendall Cathcart with 4, Rylan Kennard and Kayla Beam with 3 points each, and leading the way is Kaylee Ziesel. She has 6. That adds up to 21 for LeBlond. LeBlond has made 2 out of 3 from the charity stripe for the Lady Eagles. After one quarter, Mound City was up by 2, 12-10, and now at halftime, LeBlond on top, 21-18 here in the championship game. We'll step aside for another 2 minutes and be back with more of our Highland Community College halftime show after this 2 minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. We've got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you need for harvest time, so give us a call. Come on in, Farm and City Supply. We'll keep you cutting.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sist, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 21 tonight under partly cloudy skies, westerly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 40. Cloudy skies again tomorrow night, mixed precipitation possible at times, lows level off around 25. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 44. 49 Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new home health director and Jolene Bartles as our new radiology supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as foundation director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mountain City High School. During the break, Mountain City Superintendent Corey Miles stopped by our broadcast booth here to exchange pleasantries. Always great to see our friends here in Northwest Missouri. We certainly want to express our appreciation for the fine hospitality that we receive every year when we come back to this tournament. Our thanks to Corey Miles, the superintendent, Jacob Shipman, the athletic director here. Folks of you that work around these games, like bus drivers, coaches, officials, let me tell you, the hospitality room here at Mound City, just incredible. Tonight, great big beef burgers. Wednesday night, we had chicken Alfredo, pumpkin pie, peach pie tonight. They got it all up there, dessert table. I gained weight over here at this tournament. Hopefully, I don't get too many breaks to run up there and check all that good stuff out. But it's delicious. And again, to Corey Miles, Jacob Shipman, and all the folks here at Mound City, we really, really appreciate the hospitality. This halftime show has been brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. You can contact them online at highlandcc.edu. And we're just about ready to move into third quarter action here. 21-18, LeBlond with the lead now, leading the Mound City girls. In that halftime score at Fall City, Sacred Heart boys are leading Sterling 30-2 at the half. 30-2, Sacred Heart with a halftime score over Sterling. All right, back to live action here in Mound City. Into forecourt with the ball come the LeBlond Lady Golden Eagles, leading 21-18. Kayla Beam gets the pass over on the left elbow. They put it inside the paint. Kaylee Ziesel, there's a driving layup. They feed it over to Kyla Kennard, and she lays it off the glass. Her first 2 points of the second half, she's got 7, and the lead is back to 5 with 7.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. In the forecourt comes Maggie Osborne with the ball. She picked up the dribble. Osborne feeds it into traffic. Moving to the hoop. Turnaround shot up off the side of the glass, would not go down. Miranda Rieger just not having a lot of luck on that baseline tonight. They're pressuring her defensively. Here's a long 2 from the left side that's up and good by Ryland Kennard. So 4 unanswered points to start this third period for LeBlond, and they've extended the lead back to 7 now at 25-18, and we haven't even played a minute yet of this third quarter. Ava Luna holds the ball for Mound City, tried to put a pass to Kreider in the corner. Ball is deflected away, knocked out of bounds by Kyla Kennard, and it'll stay with the Mound City Panthers. Inbounding the ball, Ava Barnes. She'll trigger it in forecourt on the side, on the near sideline. Mound City going from our right to left here, from south to north. We're seated up high above midcourt on the west side of the gym. Barnes holds the ball inside the midcourt circle now to look over this man-to-man defensive set from LeBlond. Barnes just waiting to make a move. Now comes forward. Goes to the right wing with it to Rieger. Miranda Rieger all the way under the basket, kicks it back to the corner. Right side in traffic. Rieger, they move to the basket. Here's a shot that's put up and good by Katie Kreider. Kreider came out of nowhere. That ball to fall. She's got 8 points. We're back to a five-point basketball game. 25-20. 6 minutes, 19 seconds to go. Driving lay-in up off the glass. Doesn't go for beam. Follow shot. Put back up and good by Kaylee Ziesel. Ziesel has 8 points with the put back. Back to a seven-point lead. 27-20. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Maggie Osborne hands the ball up to Luna. For whatever reason, Luna picked up her dribble to Kreider in the corner for three. Short off the front of the rim. With the rebound is Kyla Kennard. Fast break. Ryland Kennard driving lay-in up and good. Ryland Kennard has 7 points. 8 quick points here for LeBron in the first 2 minutes of this quarter. 5:41 to play in the third period. And it's a 9-point lead now. LeBron Golden Eagles up 29-20. Mound City needs a basket. Osborne has the ball dribbled away from her on the baseline with a steal. The other direction comes Kendall Cathcart to the corner. Open look three, right side. Good by Kyla Kennard. She hits the three. And LeBron is coming out on fire. Timeout taken. Ryan Osborne with Mound City. 5:18 to go to third quarter. A 12-point ball game. 32-20. LeBron on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
5 minutes, 18 seconds to play here in the third quarter, and suddenly LeBron has opened up a 12-point advantage, 32-20. They've outscored Mound City 11-2 here in the first 3 minutes of this third period. Mound City will have the basketball. We return to live action on the dribble. Maggie Osborne. Pass goes to the right side to Ava Barnes. Barnes can't get to the baseline. Takes a dribble, now hands it underneath into Miranda Rieger. Rieger in the paint, tried to go back inside to Osborne. Pass is stolen away by Kaylee Ziesel. Ziesel gets the outlet pass up court to Kendall Cathcart. Cathcart with a pass to the left elbow. Skip pass across court, right side, Kayla Beam. Beam holds the ball. Luna comes out to give chase. Beam to the top of the circle. Again, they come with it into the corner to Kennard. Kennard clears to the top of the circle. Kendall Cathcart. Cathcart right wing. Kyla Kennard looks for the cutter in the paint. No passes there. Kicks it to Ryland Kennard. Dribbling baseline right side. Ryland Kennard laying up off. No good. Whistle on the foul. And we'll have LeBlanc at the line shooting two shots. Kennard will be shooting two. The foul is going to be called on Ava Barnes. On Barnes, that's her third personal, first team foul of the quarter on Mound City. Ryland Kennard at the line to shoot two. The first one is up and good. So she now has 8 points in the ball game, five of them here early in this third quarter for Ryland Kennard. Into the ballgame now, Kaylee Messer checks in for Mound City. Kennard's second free throw is up. It's good also. She got them both. She now has 9 points. There's six of them in this period. 34-20. This is the biggest lead of the ballgame for LeBlanc. Now a 14-point advantage here in this girls' championship game of the Mound City Invitational. To the left wing, Osborne had the ball taken away and stolen. Fast break, Kendall Cathcart. Osborne is there defensively. Cathcart couldn't get it. Follow shot, put back up and good. She got her own rebound and the put back. Cathcart now with 6 points for the LeBlanc Eagles. Big welcome to all of our LeBlanc fans listening in online at mscsports.net, listening down in the St. Joe area. We're glad to have you tuned in for tonight's championship broadcast. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Here's a pass underneath, stolen away. Kaylee Ziesel comes up with a steal. Fast break to Cathcart under the basket. Ball taken away from Cathcart. Players all over on the floor. A couple of Mound City players, one of them may be injured down here. Kind of slow getting up on the baseline under the basket is Kaylee Kreider. Kreider hit the floor pretty hard. The official coming over to check on her. She's going to get up and trot away under her own steam here. And apparently we're going to end up with a timeout taken on the floor. 3:32 to go third quarter. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
Left side, back up to the top of the key. Here's Osborne, free throw line, jump shot off the front of the rim, doesn't go. Rebound to Ziesel, stolen back on the baseline with the steal is Ava Barnes. Barnes makes a move to the basket. We've got a whistle on a foul. I think the foul is going to go against LeBlond here as they reached in, and that is going to send to the free throw line for Mound City, I believe, is going to be Ava Barnes. That foul is on Kayla Beam, her second personal, first team foul of the quarter. Barnes' free throw is up, can't get it. Hits the front of the rim and bounces back to her. She has made 2 out of 4 tonight from the free throw line. She does have 4 points. Ava Barnes will have a second attempt coming here. Barnes takes aim. Free throw is up. This one hits the front of the rim and then crawls over and drops in 4. She's now got 5, and that cuts the lead down to 15. But LeBlond in command here, 36-21 with a 15-point advantage. 3:02 to go here in the quarter. On the right side, there's a long 3 from the right elbow that's put up. That won't drop for Kyla Kennard, but the rebound comes right back to Cathcart on the right elbow. Cathcart takes a couple of dribbles, wants to penetrate into the paint, can't get there, gives off to Ziesel. Ziesel flips it back up to Cathcart. Just inside the 3-point arc, Cathcart backs out, and a push off with the arm. Cathcart's going to get called for the offensive foul here. That is her third personal, team foul number 2 of the quarter on LeBlond. 36-21, that's our score with 2:37 to play in the third period. Mound City has fallen behind by 15 points here now. 36-21, down court. With the dribble is Maggie Osborne, looking over the defensive set. Here comes a freshman all the way to the right side, pops a jump shot, doesn't go, rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. There to get the put back was Kaylee Messer. Messer with her first 2 points of the night. And now we're back to a 13-point lead for LeBlond. A lot of time left in this one. Don't go away. Mound City's been known to come back before here. LeBlond trying to hold on. They put a pass to the corner left side. There's a nice-looking little 2-point jump shot from the left corner by Amber Sales. Got that one, I think. Yes, it was Sales for 2. Timeout taken on the floor. 38-23 the score. Mound City trails. 2:03 to go in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3.
2 minutes and 3 seconds remaining to be played in the third quarter here at Mound City. Our score 38-23. The LeBlond Lady Eagles leading the Lady Panthers of Mound City. Mound City with the basketball. Maggie Osborne on the dribble. Osborne between rings, top of the circle. Backs it out near the midcourt line. Now works to the right elbow. We're going to have a whistle. And a foul is going to be called against the Mound City. Well, I'm going to have to wait till they post that. They see somebody pushing off down there. Miranda Rieger gets called for the foul. That'll give the ball back to Mound City. Fun to watch Maggie Osborne play. I covered her mother, Sarah Gaines, as she was known when she played for the Rockport Blue Jays and at Peru State College. Did a lot of ball games involving Sarah Gaines. Now we get to see Maggie play. Here's a floater layup. Doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot, try for putback. Still doesn't go. Players hit the floor. Kreider went down hard. She ends up getting the basketball back from Ava Barnes, and Kreider brings the ball down. She shook off that collision she had with the floor a moment ago. Now Kreider on the dribble to the right elbow. Can't get an open look at it. This defense has been hard to score on here. LeBlanc has a pressuring man-to-man defense. They just stay right in your face. Kreider with the shot from the free throw line that doesn't go. The rebound goes out of bounds off of LeBlanc. It'll stay with Mound City. Clock is down to 1:05 to go in the third quarter. 38-23. Mentioned Maggie's mom, Sarah. Sarah Gaines. She asked me one time how I remembered her, and I said, I remember the good ones. There's a jump shot from the right side, up and good. Putting that one in was Maggie Osborne. She's in double figures with 10 points, getting the jumper from the right elbow. 38-25 the score now. Ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds by Ava Barnes on the baseline. 38-25, a 13-point lead. 49 seconds to go in the third quarter. Wand on top. Golden Eagles with the basketball. Ryland Connard around the horn to the left side. A long three that's off the glass and doesn't go. She gets her own rebound. Flips the ball out to Ryland Connard. Flips it out to Kyla Connard. Now they'll set it up here with 33 seconds to go. Coach Jackie Steppenpole up. Steltonpole wanting them up to play for just one shot here with a 13-point lead. Kyla Kennard to the top of the key to Kendall Cathcart. Cathcart works to the left elbow with 18 seconds. To the near side, the ball is dribbled out of bounds and turned over. Went off the fingertips of Kyla Kennard right in front of the LeBlanc bench. Coach Steltonpole not happy with that one. And now down court comes Maggie Osborne once again to the left wing. Holds it up. Ball stolen away. Fast break the other direction. Kaylee Ziesel driving layup. Couldn't get it at the buzzer. After three quarters, 38-25. LeBlanc up by 13. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3.
We've got a final from Fall City in the game heard tonight over on KTNC. The Sacred Heart Irish defeat the Sterling Jets. Your final, Sacred Heart 58 and Sterling 20. That was the game tonight on KTNC. We have 8 minutes to play here. Mound City with the basketball as play is resumed. Here's a shot on the baseline right side that's up and won't go down. That shot by Miranda Rieger. Miranda's had a tough time. She hasn't scored yet tonight despite several looks down under the basket. It's just been tough to get the ball shot. Here's a traveling call against LeBlanc. Will give it right back to Mound City. Good defense by Ava Barnes there to force that travel. It's 38-25. The lead is 13 points for LeBlanc with a full quarter to go here. 7:46 on the clock in regulation. Inbounding the ball, they toss it in to Maggie Osborne. Osborne to the left side to Ava Barnes. Barnes runs a little weave at the top of the key, goes to Katie Kreider. Kreider, free throw line. Here's a three from the right side that's up and off the rim, put up by Ava Luna. Doesn't go. Rebound. Coming the other direction is Kaylee Ziesel. Three from the left elbow. It's off the rim. Doesn't go. Ran down by Kennard. Ryland Kennard with the basketball puts it back to the top of the key to Kendall Cathcart. It looks like Coach Jackie Steltonpole wants the Lady Eagles to just slow things down here a little with a 13-point lead, 7:07 to go in the ballgame. They're not being nearly as aggressive in going to the hole. Coach Ryan Osborne up encouraging his girls to come out and get in the face of the ball handlers, not to let them just stand there and hold the ball while the clock runs. So now coming out after him on defense is Ava Barnes. A cross-court pass to the near side to Kennard. Into the corner, baseline right side. Caleb Beam handles the basketball. Beam holds it for a moment. Luna comes out to chase Beam around the horn to the left wing. Inside the paint, back to Beam. Open look for two. Short off the rim, follow shot, put back up, and good. Kaylee Ziesel put it in. Ziesel is in double figures with 10 points now. Kyla Kennard also has 10 in the ball game, and it's 40-25. The lead is 15 for LeBlanc with 6 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the basketball game. Right wing with it is Ava Barnes. Kicks it out into the corner. Trying to drive the baseline. Nothing there. It goes to Kaylee Kreider. Kreider can't get a look at the shot. Again inside the lane. Traffic shot up and good by Miranda Rieger. We talked about Rieger struggling down there against the double team. She got it down. Timeout taken on the floor with 6:03 to go in the game. 40-27. LeBlanc on top. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3.
My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight here in Mound City. As we near the top of the hour, it's time to remind you that this is KLZA-FM, Fall City, Nebraska. Sunny 101.3, as we are more commonly known. We're ready to move back to live action with 6:03 to play in the ball game. 40-27. LeBlanc on top. Eagles have the basketball. Kennard for a driving layup. Left side up and good. Ryland Kennard laid it in. She now has 12 points in the basketball game, I believe. We had them up right here. 5:47 to go. It's 42-27. The lead is 15. LeBlanc with the lead. Mound City needs to find some points in a hurry here. Katie Kreider backs out, would like to put up a three. Coach Ryan Osborne up shouting instructions. Here comes Kreider for a driving layup that is blocked. Kreider gets blocked to the floor and comes up unhappy. Kyla Kennard with the block. No foul is called. Kreider went down hard over there. Luna comes out of the ball game. Let's see who checked into... I think Pankaw in the ball game now. That's right. Kayla Pankaw in the lineup. Here's an inbound pass stolen away, then stolen back. Kayla Beam comes up with the ball. Gets it out to Raylan Connard. Beam finds Connard on the right wing. Skip pass across court. Kendall Cathcart around the horn, outside perimeter. They pass it out to Kyla Kennard. Kyla with the dribble to the near side. Finds Cathcart, not even trying to penetrate. They're just passing the ball around the outside perimeter, outside the three-point arc. Now Cathcart in the paint, bounce pass right side. Oh, nice pass. Cathcart with the dish to Ziesel, and Ziesel laid it in for two. 4:59 to go here. We're going to have another timeout on the floor. It's 44-27. LeBlanc on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
Lots of basketball coming up for you next week here on Sunny 101.3. On Thursday night, I will be in Syracuse with the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. That's a girl-boy doubleheader. On Friday night, I'll travel to Elmwood Murdoch with the Auburn Bulldogs, also a girl-boy doubleheader. Both of those games will be live here on Sunny 101.3. Hope you'll join me for those broadcasts. We're back to live action here, Mound City. Katie Kreider for a long three. Got it. Katie Kreider out of nowhere just kind of stood there nonchalantly, and nobody came up on her, so she launched a three from the top of the key and hit it. She's got 11 points in the ball game. Now pressuring defense by Mound City. Ball is knocked out of bounds on the far side. It goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with LeBlanc. I believe knocking it over there was Pankow. With the dribble comes Kendall Cathcart. Cathcart works around to the left wing. Flips it up to her teammate, Kyla Kennard. And there's a driving lay-in up and good. Nice feed on the baseline as they got that ball inside for the driving layup by Kaylee Ziesel. Ziesel with 14 points in the game. Here's a driving layup for Mound City. The shot is put up, a whistle, and a foul. Kaylee Kreider was taking the ball to the hoop, and she got hammered. She'll be at the line to shoot two shots. Foul is going to be called on Kaylee Ziesel. On Ziesel, that will be her third personal. At the free throw line is Katie Kreider. Kreider has not been to the line yet tonight. She does have 11 points in the ballgame, including three trays that she's hit tonight. First free throw is up and hits the back of the iron and comes out, but she'll get another attempt here. 46-30. LeBlanc with a 16-point lead, just 4 minutes and 12 seconds left to go here in regulation. As Katie Kreider eyes the second free throw shot, it's up and rims around. It's off and won't go either. The rebound taken down by Ryland Kennard, and Ryland Kennard gets it off to Kyla Kennard, who then feeds it to Cathcart. Cathcart on the right side. They're running a weave at the top of the key. Bounce pass in the paint. Moving to the hoop. Shot off the glass up. No. Tipped around. And the rebound pulled down by Osborne. Maggie Osborne, the freshman, gets the defensive board and now dribbles between two defenders. Brings the ball up court. Has it knocked away from her. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody after it. Finally coming up with it is Kennard into forecourt. Ryland Kennard. Oh, she tried to get it to the right side looking for Kendall Cathcart. Threw the ball away and went down the hallway and almost out of the gym here. They'll retrieve the basketball and bring it back in. Mound City, a pretty tall mountain to climb here now. They're down by 16 with 3.5 minutes to go. It's 46-30 in this girls' championship game. Lady Panthers with the basketball at the top of the circle. Osborne goes to the right side, dribbling into the corner. Open look, three, Kreider. Kreider gets knocked to the floor. She launches a three, knocked down hard. The ball does not fall, so we're going to put Kreider to the line where she's going to have a chance to shoot three shots here. We'll see who the foul is on. The foul is going to be on Kyla Kennard. That's her second personal, second team foul of the quarter. On LeBlanc, shooting three shots. Katie Kreider, shot is up, off, no good. Katie she's had three, she's missed them all. She does have 11 points. Those have all come from the field. She'll have two more opportunities here to try and make a free throw. The second attempt is up, and this one is good. She got it down. So that's 12 points tonight for Katie Kreider, the 5'6 senior here for Mound City. Seniors early on in their senior seasons of high school basketball. Second shot is up. It's good also. Katie Kreider hit them both. She's got 13 in the ballgame. Be sure and stay tuned for our postgame show as we presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. We'll let you know how your favorite player did and give you a complete rundown of the individual statistics for both teams. That'll be a part of our postgame at the conclusion of this one tonight. Cathcart has the basketball with a pass to the right side to Kyla Kennard. Back to Cathcart it comes. LeBlanc sitting now on a 14-point lead under 3 minutes to go, being very patient here offensively. In the paint, jump shot, short range, up and off, no. And the rebound down to Kate Pankow. Now the ball's tipped away, out of bounds by LeBlanc. It'll stay with Mound City. Inbounding the pass will be Ava Barnes, and Barnes will toss it in and get it inside to Osborne. Here comes Maggie Osborne with the dribble. Picked up on the man-to-man defense by Cathcart at midcourt. Pass goes to the right side. Miranda Rieger handles it. They can't get it into Miranda. They've got her double team. They toss to Miranda. Shot is up and good. And just when I said that, Miranda Rieger gets a pass lobbed into her, and she lays it off the glass. They've been trying to do that all night, but they've done a good job of double teaming Miranda Rieger on that baseline to make the pass nearly impossible to get it to her. Now with the ball is Ellie Welder handling the ball down here for LeBlanc. Across court skip pass goes to Kendall Cathcart. We near the 2 minute mark to go in the ball game. It's 46-34. The lead is 12 for LeBlanc. Cathcart hands the ball to her teammate right side, Kaylee Ziesel. Ziesel just going to hold it for a minute before going to Kennard or Ryland Kennard on the left wing. Now they look to the top of the key to Brensley Fox. Ellie Welder, rather. That's Welder with the ball. Clock down to a minute 43 to go. Time running out here on the Mound City Girls. They trail by 12, 46-34. Right side with it is Cathcart. They're not even making an attempt to go to the hole right now unless they have a wide open lane. Kyla Kennard backs it out. Mound City and this man-to-man defense going to have to come out and get after them. Now they finally take it in, a reverse lay-in up off the rim and good. Great move to the basket by Kaylee Ziesel. She's got 10 here in the second half. I've got her with 16 points now in the ballgame to lead the Lady Eagles. Makes it 48-34, a 14-point ballgame. A little over a minute to go now. Osborne takes it to the left side baseline, has the ball taken away by Cathcart. Then reaching in to take it away from her is Miranda Rieger. And the jump ball is going to be called. No foul either way, even though there was a whole lot of contact. And on the alternating possession, the possession arrow favors the LeBlanc Eagles. Now into the ballgame for Mound City. Amber Sellis checks in for the first time. Taking a seat is Ava Barnes. Here come the subs in for LeBlanc. We'll try and Ella Frazee's into the ballgame. Carly Harden is into the contest. Claire Heater checks into the ballgame. I mentioned Frazee. We'll try and ID some more of them here. Gracie Wolf is in the lineup. So I got Wolf and Fox both in there. On the dribble to the left side with it is Claire Heater. Heater feeds it into the corner. Brenly Fox. Pass up to Wolf. Gracie Wolf to Fox. Fox back to Wolf. Baseline left side. There's a shot that's up. Rebound try for follow shot. Put back up. That won't go. The ball's tipped around. That shot by Ella Frazee. Frazee had a couple of opportunities on the baseline and a lot of traffic. Couldn't get it down. We got 37 seconds to go. Again, 48-34 your score. Stay with us for the postgame show. You'll want to find out how your individual favorite player did tonight. We'll give you a complete rundown of all the individual scoring. This is Brinsley Fox. Kicks it out to Wolf on the left corner. I'm loving this Fox to Wolf business here. Sounds like some kind of a game, doesn't it? Into forecourt with the ball. Osborne, her pass on the corner is tipped away and knocked out of bounds on the far side by Gracie Wolf. We're down to 22 seconds to go. 48-34. LeBlanc is going to win the championship tonight here at Mound City. Maggie Osborne, the freshman ball handler, she's going to be a good one here, doing a great job already as a freshman. Rieger, Miranda Rieger takes it into the base, has it stripped away by Wolf. Wolf puts the ball down court in a hurry, trying for the lay-in. Shot is up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, that won't go. Put up by Harden. Now a fight for the ball, and there's the buzzer and the basketball game. Your final score tonight will be LeBlanc 48 and Mound City 34. 48-34 is your final. Stay with us. The postgame show coming up, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. We'll be back in 2 minutes with a look at the numbers on Sunny 101.3.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri. Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in
Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmer State Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 430503.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Mound City High School Gymnasium, where the Mound City girls have just fallen to LeBlanc, the final 48-34 here in the girls' championship game. Time now for a look at the postgame numbers brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. You're invited to stop by or call and see Jake and Tasha Armconnect. They are your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City. It's your future. Let's protect it. All right, a look at the numbers. 48-34, your final score. First of all, for the Mound City Panthers, they were led tonight by Katie Kreider with 13 points. Maggie Osborne was in double figures, finished with 10. Ava Barnes had 5 in the ball game, and then 2 points each for Miranda Rieger, Amber Sellis, and Kaylee Messer for their total of 34. From the free throw line in the second half, Mound City hit 3 of 7. They ended up 7 out of 12 from their charity stripe for the game. Numbers for the LeBlanc Golden Eagles, 3 players in double figures. Leading the way was Kaylee Ziesel. She had 16 in the ballgame. Ryland Kennard added 11. Kyla Kennard had 10. 6 tonight for Kendall Cathcart. And Kayla Beam hit a tray for her 3 points for their total of 48 in the ballgame. From the free throw line, first half they went 2 out of 3. Second half, they ended up 4 out of 5 for the ball game from the free throw line. Only 5 free throw shots. They hit 80% from the charity stripe, 4 out of 5. Again, 48-34, your final score. LeBlanc with the win here over Mound City in the girls' championship game. A scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Jake and Tasha Armconnect in Falls City and Auburn. A few other scores before we wrap it up here in the other games played earlier this afternoon and this evening. In the fifth place girls' consolation game, Rockport got the win over South Holt. The final in that one, Rockport 42, South Holt 24. In the boys' third place consolation game, South Holt got the win over Rockport. The final there was 54-48. South Holt taking third place here in the Mound City Tournament. Scores over on the Nebraska side. The two games that were heard live tonight on KTNC, the Sacred Heart Irish were hosting the Sterling Jets. The Sacred Heart girls defeated Sterling. The final there was 36-20. In the boys' game, Sacred Heart also with the win. The final was 58-20, Sacred Heart over Sterling. One other final we have for you in the girls' game, Falls City High School at Syracuse. The Syracuse Lady Rockets over Falls City, 47-23. Last report we had on the boys' game at Syracuse at halftime, the Rockets were leading Falls City 37-13. So that pretty well sums up all the scores that we have to share with you this evening. I'd like to say before we wrap it up once again what a pleasure it has been for us to be here again to cover this 65th annual Mound City Invitational Tournament. Cody Schwong and I were here for 3 nights straight. We're back here again tonight. In total, we did 13 live broadcasts of high school basketball. We will not be back tomorrow night as we don't have any local teams involved in that championship. So this is going to wrap up our coverage from the Mound City Tournament here this evening. Again, we want to say thank you so much to Jacob Shipman, the activities director, and to Corey Miles, the superintendent, as well as all the folks here at Mound City High for the wonderful hospitality that we receive each and every year when we come to broadcast this Mound City tournament. Folks, it's been a real pleasure. Northwest Missouri, you've got a gem in this Mound City tournament. It's been going 65 years. I hope you keep going lots and lots of years down the road. So that's just about going to wrap her up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball. For Ray Penning and Tom Cates, our producers back at the Sunny Studios, I'm Randy Gatula. The final score in this nightcap, the LeBlanc Lady Eagles 48, the Mound City Panthers 34. Good night, Northwest Missouri. You've been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, Shaw does it with a John Deere 1025R tractor, so he can
make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
While the Allens use a John Deere 3032E tractor to
grow about 9 acres of flowers.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours?
Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Hiawatha Implement at our locations in Hiawatha and Mountain City, or visit HiawathaImplement.com to learn more.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest